You know why it's funny stuff? Because I cannot say it doesn't happen. It could happen. It could happen in a blink of eye. It could happen to someone. We don't know how it comes. But we know that if you want to earn it and increase your chance, you should be patient, patience, patience. He talks about the patience here, and he will refer to eating the sweet in time of Rumi. The children will eat too much sweet and blah blah.
Self-control is the thing desired by the intelligent. Sweetmeat is children long for. Whoever practices self-control ascends to heaven. Whoever eats sweetmeat falls farther behind.
You see, here he translated it self-control. Word is not self-control. Word is sap, which is patience more than self-control. But it could be the self-control as well. Yes?
Commentary on the saying of Paradidinatara, may God sanctify his spirit. Thou art a sensualist, O heedless one. Thou art a sensualist. O heedless one, drink blood amidst the dust. For if the spiritualists drink a poison, it will be an antidote. It does not harm the spiritualist, though he drink deadly poison for all to see. Because he has attained to health and has been set free from abstinence, the poor seeker is in the fever. The prophet said...
Oh, wait, prophet should wait. Before the prophet, Rumi said something strange here. What did he say? Again, he is so clever, he will never forget that. And he will use all the best tricks in the book in teaching. Mainly, the book is made, I believe, as a guide for teachers. So clearly. First of all, we talked about something. One paragraph. In that paragraph, he was talking about this guy going and giving the message, and the other paradigm is dead, and this guy regrets, and Rumi jumped in. We talked a lot about the talking, this talking is dangerous, and blah, blah, blah. Finished. Another paragraph. This another paragraph doesn't go back to the story of the parrot. Talks about exactly what he was bringing in. So, the subject needed a follow-up. But, over there he talked about the rule that, listen, this stuff is dangerous. Listen, be careful with the tongue. Remember, don't forget that in our passages, exception is in here. There are fellows, they don't have to control it. Means, do not make even a rule out of the things we teach you now. Because whatever rule is, there is an exception. The rule is that you talk bad, you ruin something. Right? What about the miracle? Miracle is that there is this master who talks awful. Everything is ruined. Rumi will make an example. He will say it's like an archer. When you throw the arch, actually, the flesh will go. You cannot bring it back when you let go of your tongue. It's over. I say, there are people, they could bring it back. They could make whatever they said unheard even. Means, do not start with your logic. Because we know your baby logic. Your baby logic wants to make some notes. I have to do this. There is no such a thing. Because we're not talking about something do it yourself even. This is something that you with behavior and practice and exercise will learn. And there are exceptions here. Always. So, let's talk about the exception of this talking. And he wants to talk about this too, let you know about the exception. One of the good tricks is, he doesn't start with another speech to you. He says, let me tell you what my master said. His teacher Attar said something. He brings always Attar or Sana'i as some saying. And over there you will find a lot of this, the Prophet said. What does that mean? Prophet said. This is the saying of God. We said the Prophet said. Which Prophet? We don't know. Doesn't matter. This is the holy message. He will bring the holy message in the translation of Attar or Sana'i as two teachers. Here, he found something with Attar who said, you have the ego and you are somehow something. There are these selfless people, they're different. Like apple and oranges. Do not compare this. This is a very important lesson in this path. I mean, if you do that, you tend to do because you have the habit of civilized, educated fellows, right? You compare yourself with your teacher, with your master. In this path, we don't. It's impossible because our teachers will go step by step to holy people that we call them awliya, and they can do anything. We never compare ourselves with them because this is not a physical problem that you will give a medicine and it will go away. This is the complicated way of connecting to your master. It's different. He will come to that meri, means looking at something and comparing yourself with that and being jealous of that stuff. So here, this should not happen. I mean, if you're learning some music, and you're jealous with your maestro, you can never be a good musician. Never ever. Because you don't get the spirit of the music over there. You will learn all the ABCs, techniques and things like that. So you will be a master player. But not composer, not musician. Because you could be a good technician. There are two things in music. If you want to be a Mozart, you have to really love your teacher. So you connect, he could transfer that undescribable stuff that we call it inspiration to you. That's how it goes. This is why this paragraph is here. So we started with, first of all, do not compare yourself with the master because you have the ego. You have the nafs. Secondly, yes, let's hear the message of God.
The Prophet said, O bold seeker, beware. Do not contend with anyone who is sought. In thee is a Nimrod. Do not go into the fire. If thou wish to go in, first become Abraham.
What is the difference between Namrud and Abraham? Grushin. Namrud is the Pharaoh. The king who believes that he's God and he doesn't like the invisible God. He doesn't accept invisible God. He even attempts to kill the God. This is Namrud. What is this Abraham guy? This Abraham guy was born in idol making shop. His father was an idol maker. He trained to be an idol maker. So the history is all negative. Then he stood up with one goal. He said, I do not like the thing that will go away, will fade away.